Hello and welcome to Pendleton the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week predicting week 16 of the 2025 NFL season. It is amazing how the regular season is actually almost over with just three more weeks, 16, 17, 18 left, and then we get into the playoffs, which is exciting, but it's not the same as all day, just regular games, which is kind of sad. The season has come and almost gone, but we still got some football left to play, and it's going to be fun. So we have Saturday football. That's interesting and kind of annoying. We have the Eagles at the Commanders. I mean, the Commanders just benched Jaden Daniels, so he stops getting hurt. They have Marcus Mariota in. The Eagles are missing Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson, but really it won't matter. I mean, Jaden Daniels is out with an elbow injury, but also they just don't want him to get hurt. They've benched him. And he also was very good when he came back. Also, Laremy Tunsil is out. I mean, obviously, the Eagles are going to win. They're going to dominate this game. I think another blowout, 31-13. Then we have the Packers at the Bears. We had this game very, very recently. It's really interesting they did these games back-to-back. But again, I think the Packers are going to take the North again with this one by beating the Bears. I mean, the Bears came very, very close, but the Packers were just too much, and I think the Packers are going to be too much again. But again, I think it'll be close. I think the win for the Bears will definitely be possible. I mean, Josh Jacobs is questionable for the Packers, and Marshawn Lloyd, backup running back, is Zach Tom is questionable. Christian Watson is questionable. Josh White or Weil is out. Dontavian Wicks questionable. So lots of injuries. Brenton Cox is questionable. So lots of injuries for the Packers. Bears missing Luther Burden and Tremaine Edmonds is questionable. Cole Kmet is also questionable. Romo Dunze is out. DeAndre Swift is questionable. So plenty of injuries on both sides. Again, I think the Packers are just going to hold on for the 24-21 victory. But again, Bears totally could win it. And then we have the Bills at the Browns. Now, the Bills are a good team. Browns are a bad team. Why would you want to watch this game? I think this is going to be a game I would highly recommend watching. And the reason is Myles Garrett. I think with 21.5 sacks on the year already, Myles Garrett will at least tie the sack record. I think he'll have one or more sacks, which would tie the record of 22.5. 1.5 sacks would break the record. He'd be the first player to reach 23 in a season officially since sacks were tracked in 1982. I think a couple players have had more sacks before then. But the Bills at the Browns, the Bills should destroy the Browns either way. But still, I think Josh Allen will be sacked by Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett will get or at least tie the record, which would make it a three-way tie between Michael Strahan and TJ Watt and Myles Garrett. Bills will be missing their kicker, Matt Prater, with a quad injury, but he's really the only important one. Browns missing Jack Conklin and David Njoku, and also Denzel Ward and Deshaun Watson, who's still on the team for whatever reason. But again, Bills should win this quite easily. I think 27-6, but I do predict Myles Garrett getting the sack. And then we have the Chiefs at the Titans. I mean, this is going to be a really interesting game with Gardner Minshew and instead of Patrick Mahomes, who's been injured. It didn't look like a bad injury, but his ACL is torn. Also, Rashee Rice has a concussion. Juwan Taylor's out as well, and Tyquan Thornton they're all out. And really, Titans don't have any major injuries because they don't have any really star players. But I think it'll be a really interesting game. I think, actually, that, I mean, the game will itself be watchable. I think it'll end 20-17 for the Chiefs. But it is winnable for the Titans. I would recommend that they tank. But still, I think it's winnable for the Chiefs because, I mean, it's the Titans, but without Patrick Mahomes, that's an uphill battle. Then we got the Bucks at the Panthers, and honestly, I have no idea what to think about the Panthers. They are one of the best teams. They beat the Rams. They beat the Bucks. Oh my God, they're so awesome. And then they go fall apart against the Saints. Then the Bucks are doing really well. And then they lose to the Falcons on the last second field goal. How does that... I need some semblance of an explanation there. They're both 7-7, contending for the division. The winner of this probably wins the division, except the Panthers have have the Seahawks up ahead. But I don't understand here how these teams, I mean, they're just so wild. The Bucks have fallen off, and I think the Panthers are going to take it. Wouldn't that be crazy, the Panthers going to the playoffs? So, I think we're going to get the good Panthers this week, and I think they're going to beat the Buccaneers 27-20. Then we got the Bengals at the Dolphins. I mean, Devon Achane is going to go crazy on the worst defense in the NFL. They haven't invested anything into that defense. Also, T. Higgins is questionable with a concussion. He should not be back. He was, in that Bills game, he was put back way too early. And, I mean, it was very obvious. He was, like, grabbing his head after every, like, tackle. He should not have been back in that game. B.J. Hill is also questionable. And, I mean, there's really nothing left in this Bengals season. Joe Burrow comes back. It's like, great. And then they suck. Oh, no. I don't think the Bengals have anything left to play for in this season. They should honestly bench Joe Burrow, but they're starting him for the rest of the season. I don't know why. He's a very injury-prone player. He's coming off an injury. Just bench him. They're out of contention for anything anyway. Dolphins are also out of contention, but, I mean, Devon Achane is about to go crazy here. So, I think Devon Achane, over 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Dolphins easily 28-2. Actually, not too easily, because I think it'll be an offensive shootout, because the Bengals' offense is still pretty good with Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. So, I think 28-24 for the Dolphins, but I think just that terrible Bengals defense is going to be the deciding factor here. And then we go Vikings at Giants. I mean, two bad teams. The Giants should just tank and lose this game. Vikings beat the Cowboys, which is quite interesting. And Vikings, I think, are going to take it 24-16. Then we have the Chargers at the Cowboys. Cowboys look like they were coming back. Dak Prescott looks amazing, but, I mean, they just haven't been able to do it. And it's the Cowboys' defense that's really been letting them down. The Chargers just came off of eliminating the Chiefs. Man, that must feel good. And therefore, I think the Chargers have a really good team. They're going to be in the playoffs most likely at 10-4. And I think they'll improve to 11-4 this week by beating the Cowboys 21-20. I think it'll be a good game. This is like a good classic Sunday game. It's like just two random teams, good teams, and you'll just watch them. Man, I'm starting to miss the regular season already. But we got 3 more weeks and we got to savor them. They got the Jets at the Saints. Oh, this is a mess. Two bad teams usually put on an entertaining game or a real stinker. And I think this is going to be entertaining. Actually, I'm starting to think Tyler Shuck might be something there. Especially after that win against the Panthers and the Jets, there's nothing there. They're a poverty franchise. Justin Fields is even questionable, to add insult to injury, and Tyrod Taylor's also questionable. I mean, this is an absolute mess of a team right here. Saints might want to turn it around, but without Alvin Kamara, that's going to be quite the uphill battle. But I mean, I think they'll do it. Tyler Shuck seems to be capable, especially against the Jets. Yeah, I think he'll do something good. I think 28-13 for the Saints. I mean, the Jets are just a poverty franchise. Come on. Jaguars, Broncos. The Jaguars are a good team. They look to be probably going to end on top of their division, and at least in the playoffs. And I really love the Jags. I think they've been playing really well. Broncos are going to win. The Broncos with statement win over the Packers. They've just been so good this year. That defense has been incredible. And I think they're going to shut down the Jaguars. So Broncos 24 to Jaguars 7. And then we got the Falcons at the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals suck. Falcons suck. I think Bijan Robinson is going to take over this game with like 3 total touchdowns. So I think Falcons 28, Cardinals 21. Jacoby Brissett, though, has been playing pretty well. Honestly, they should just keep him instead of Kyler. It's just, I gotta say, as a Rams fan, I love the Cardinals so much. It is so funny watching their quarterbacks, especially Kyler. It's so funny watching them run around while being chased by the Rams defense. It's hilarious. You should watch it. It's incredibly funny, especially if you're a Rams fan. But just, I mean, Aaron Donald started it, and now they got the new defensive line that chases around the Cardinals quarterbacks. It's really funny. I mean, it's the same against any pass rush. As a Rams fan, I tend to watch the Rams games more. So Cardinals against a good pass rush, it's funny. And, I mean, Falcons starting to get a good pass rush with James Pierce. I mean, they've been picking it up. So we could get a pretty funny game with Jacoby Brissett running around, but he's proven himself pretty capable. So I think they'll get to 28-21. Then we got the Raiders, one of the worst teams in the league, against the Texans, one of the scariest defenses in the league. Again, the Raiders are starting to slip into poverty franchise territory. Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly was a pretty bad idea. Going up against one of the scariest defenses in the league, Texans. I think the Texans are going to get 5 sacks on Geno Smith. Texans are going to cruise to a 21-9 victory. And then we have the Steelers at the Lions. Steelers, really, they're one win away. They're realistically one win away from winning their division. And if they get that in the next 3 games, that'll be good. But Lions are going to spoil it. Even though they have a really good defense, the Lions have struggled against good defenses. I think they're going to get their high-powered offense back. So Lions, I think, are going to put 31 on them. I think it's going to be 31-24. Even though a respectable showing by the Steelers, still not going to end in a victory, sadly. And then we have Sunday Night Football. Patriots-Ravens. I mean, the Ravens are also in contention for that number one spot in the North. So if the Steelers lose out, they could win. If they lose a few more games, they could win. Ravens haven't looked so good, though. And the Patriots are coming to clip their wings even farther into little nubs. Patriots have been doing really well. Ravens, even since Lamar has come back, they have not been dominant. And even though the Patriots just blew a 21-point lead at home, I think they're going to take the win here and beat the Ravens, sending them back to a losing record. And I think securing the Patriots a spot in the playoffs, 27-24. Then we have Monday Night Football. 49ers at throwback Colts. And I think 49ers are going to take the win here against Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor before he gave up, maybe, with the corpse of Phillip Rivers and with Jonathan Taylor having completely given up on the season. I think it won't happen. I mean, Jonathan Taylor, at the beginning of the season, had multiple games with 3 touchdowns, but I mean, now he's got only 1 touchdown in the last 4 games. His last 3 touchdown game was all the way in the beginning of November against Atlanta a month ago, more than a month ago. And that ever since that, then, 244 yards and 3 touchdowns, he's got 58-0, 85-0, 74, only 1 touchdown, and then 87. No touchdowns. So he's gone from MVP candidate to, oh yeah, he was good at the beginning of the year. So now, like when they were making the matchups for this, this would have been a good game. Now it's just going to be the 49ers kicking the Colts while they're already on the ground. So my prediction for this is 49ers 31, Colts 14. And that does it for week 16 of the 2025 NFL season. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Pound Town the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.